Even before this most recent proposed change in the statement of belief, some moderate Southern Baptist churches had become increasingly uncomfortable within the Southern Baptist Convention, or SBC. In the past few years, some of the organization's founding member churches in the Carolinas severed their ties to the group. Last month, another founding member, the First Baptist Church in Athens, Georgia, did the same. From Peach State Public Radio, Susanna Capelluto reports.
Athens First Baptist Church has been around for 170 years. Like in most southern towns, the First Baptist Church in Athens is home to many of the community's movers and shakers. During the service on Sunday, April 9th, Pastor Kent Anglin hinted that an important decision was imminent.
Could I also remind you that today is a very significant day. Immediately after the morning worship service, we shall move into a time of church conference.
That afternoon, First Baptist Athens decided to disassociate with the Southern Baptist Convention, the organization the congregation helped found in 1845. First Baptist member Ernie Hines says the SBC no longer represents the church's members.
We have felt for some time that the Southern Baptist Convention was going in a different direction since the fundamentalist takeover of the convention about 20 years ago. We have drifted apart.
The church studied its relationship with the SBC for 2 years. Hines says there were three key areas where First Baptist Athens discovered it disagreed with the Southern Baptist Convention. For one, he says, SBC has been promoting more pastoral authority, while his church wants more lay involvement. First Baptist Athens also didn't like the apparent restrictions of academic freedom at Southern Baptist-supported seminaries. And Hines says his church couldn't agree with the role assigned to women by the Southern Baptist Convention.
The SBC has, in effect, made women second-class citizens. In our church, we've been ordaining women as deacons for about 25 years, and we feel strongly that they have as much right to hold office in the church as men do.
The disagreement has a financial component as well. Churches give money to the SBC's cooperative fund, which supports various SBC-sponsored missions and programs. First Baptist Athens had long stopped giving money to the fund, so when it broke ranks with the convention, it didn't surprise anyone at SBC headquarters in Nashville. SBC spokesperson Bill Merrill.
What it means for the Southern Baptist Convention for a church to decide to join the convention or to decide to disconnect from the convention is not unusual or irregular. There have not been very many churches to do what First Baptist Athens have done, but there have been a handful over the space of time to do that.
First Baptist Athens has opted to associate with a group called the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship. It was founded in 1991 by a group of Baptists frustrated with the SBC. Daniel Vestel is the group's current coordinator.
We've sometimes been called the moderates in SBC life. And I don't have a problem with that title in the sense that it represents the mainstream of Baptist life and Baptist history. We represent what I believe is the heart of the Baptist faith and family. But we were born out of that conflict.
Vestel says his organization supports its own missions and helps congregations to find resources. But compared to the Southern Baptist Convention's 41,000 churches, CBF's membership seems irrelevant. The organization has only 1,800 member churches, and SBC spokesperson Bill Merrill says the convention doesn't feel threatened at all by the CBF.
Some of the member churches, CBF, are quite liberal. They hold views on such items as the nature of the scripture and the issues such as abortion and homosexuality that are not in keeping with the Southern Baptist Convention viewpoint, so that what they have done in separating is really, in my view, probably healthy for everyone.
Many moderate churches in the South still hold membership in both the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship and the Southern Baptist Convention. But the new Baptist faith and message proposal by the SBC may cause other churches to follow First Baptist Athens' example. Ernie Hines says his church had already gotten some calls.
We have heard from a number of people who have asked us if they could have copies of the materials that our denominational relations committee put together on the convention and pros and cons for staying and leaving and they can make their own decisions. That's what we feel very strongly about. And when they do, we'll send them a letter of congratulations.
First Baptist Athens is still a member of the Georgia Baptist Convention, the state arm of the SBC, and the church hopes to keep that membership. Susanna Capelluto, NPR News, Atlanta, Georgia.